Back now with Greater LA from KCRW, Steve Chiotakis here. So here's a question for you. What do volcanoes and light bulbs have in common? Well, they're bright, obviously, and hot. They glow. They're also featured in two art gallery shows in LA right now. One is called My Caldera from artist Colleen Smith and her search for meaning in volcanoes. And Locating Perception is artist Nancy Holt's show, which features a room-sized lighting fixture like you've never seen before. Lindsay Preston Zappas is founder and editor-in-chief of Contemporary Art Review Los Angeles, and she's here to talk about these shows. Hi, Lindsay.
Hey, Steve.
Let's start with My Caldera over at Moran Moran. That's the art gallery, of course, here in L.A., the one dealing metaphorically, at least, with volcanoes. Tell us about the show and how volcanoes figure into it.
Yeah, so the title, I think, is so interesting, My Caldera, right? So it's focusing on this thing that happens after an eruption. I think we often look at, like, the main event of the volcano, but this is looking at kind of the aftermath and how the Earth changes after a kind of, like, geological occurrence like this. And, you know, I think the show, the artist really wants to position the Earth as this moving, constantly changing thing, but it just has a different time span than we are used to or maybe can pick up on. But it's always moving. It's something we're very connected to and reliant upon. There's a video in the show that has distorted clips of volcanic eruptions, and it's scored to heavy metal music. So that kind of fills the gallery as, like, nature is metal. Like, it's very extreme. It's hot. So I think she really wants to highlight the power of nature in a cheeky way with this exhibition. You know, nature is so much more powerful than we as humans are. And I think across the show, Smith uses natural phenomenon to kind of highlight the power of nature and also to consider humans' extractive tendencies that often privilege short-term comforts to long-term sustainability or harmony with nature.
And the result is what we're looking at, right? The word caldera is Spanish. It describes the depression that results at the apex post-eruption, right? It's like this large crater that's made.
Yeah, exactly.
When the volcano, I mean, we saw it with Mount St. Helens and others as well. I can't quite picture, though, what it looks like. So describe some of Colleen Smith's work.
So yeah, calderas can create these depressions, kind of post-volcanic activities, and sometimes they even fill with water and become these restorative sites. And, you know, in the show, there's these two pieces that Smith made with layered candle wax, and they're these slabs that are layered with these different colored wax, and they almost look like cross sections of some archaeological activity. And they are candles, so you can actually light them, and then the wax sort of drips and pools and bubbles in these different areas. And I think she's really, you know, kind of mirroring this volcanic activity and these calderas and how the Earth, again, is like this constantly changing magma-like thing. And so it's really cool to see those kind of visual connections across the show.
Let's get to the other show, Nancy Holt's Locating Perception over at Spruth Mongers. It has this... it's a lighting fixture, but it sort of looks like a cross between, you know, a chandelier and some sort of underground steam tunnel lighting, right? I mean, there's like this industrial look to tell us more about this show.
It's so cool. So yeah, this is a show by Nancy Holt. She was a very well-known land artist. She was married to another very well-known land artist, Robert Smithson, who you may have heard of. You know, a lot of people know about Nancy Holt's sun tunnels. This is one of her big, most famous works. These are these massive concrete tubes that are out in Utah, and they align with the landscape and the sun at different points of the day, kind of depending when you're looking at them, and the sun is kind of shining through them. So her work really relates to looking and kind of involving the light or the landscape. But what's so great about this show is that we can see that this really robust practice that she had across sculpture, photography, these kind of found object pieces. So the piece you're talking about is this kind of funky chandelier upstairs in the gallery space. And this work is site-specific, so that means that every time it's installed, it changes a little bit to adapt to the space and kind of the architecture. So this is specific to this exhibition here at Spruth Mongers, and it's installed by a team of electricians who use industrial materials to create this gorgeous grid of electrical conduit that's kind of bent to create these sort of rolling sculptures in the space. And then there's these kind of glowing round light bulbs that are topped on top of these kind of rolling mountains of conduit and some on the floor. And I think that a goal of this piece is really to physicalize this invisible thing that we're so reliant on every day, electricity, and kind of see it in physical form and sort of imagine the pulsing of it throughout the space.
Nancy Holt did a lot of work in photography as well, and on display are works about California, especially the, you know, the recurring themes in our man-made signs and landmarks. What about those works? What is she trying to say?
Yeah, you know, I think photography was really big for her. She called herself a perceptionist, which I just love, like the act of looking. But she talks about photography as enabling vision to be fixed. So again, it's just like this extension of looking, which was so big for her. And there's one really fun series in the show called California Sun Signs, and this is from 1972. And they're photographs of signs throughout California that have sun in the name. So we're all familiar with this sort of thing. So some of them are like Sunland Cleaners or Sunbeam Liquor. And, you know, each one kind of highlights a certain California aesthetic of that time period, but also starts to almost create like a poem or a kind of text piece as well. And I think looks at how we try to relate to or capture the sun in our daily lives in kind of a humorous way.
Well, Nancy Holt's show, Locating Perception, is over at Spruth Moggers on Wilshire across from LACMA. Colleen Smith's show, My Caldera, is at the Moran Moran Gallery on Western in Melrose. Lindsay Preston Zapp is founder and editor-in-chief of Contemporary Art Review Los Angeles. Carla, as we know. Lindsay, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
That's it for this evening. By the way, here we are approaching the holidays. You're going to be around people, most likely your family, perhaps. That could give you anything from joy to dread. So, what are your most unforgettable holiday memories? Think of your most heartfelt, your cringiest or outright nightmare-inducing favorites. Let us know, and we might reach out for an upcoming Greater LA story. It's at our website, kcrw.com/holiday. While you're there, subscribe to the podcast, too. We'd love to hear from you, and we'd love for you to get the podcast on the regular. Juliana Mayo, Nihar Patel, Ray Guarna, Phil Richards, Amy Ta, Carlos Ramirez, Holly Adams, and Christian Bordahl all had hands on this evening's show. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Have a great night.